We are about to read the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of Mark is the shortest gospel. It is 16 chapters. It's helpful to know a little bit about who Mark is and why he wrote the gospel. Mark was a companion of Peter and actually did the translation when Peter preached in places other than Jerusalem. Mark was familiar to all of the disciples. As a matter of fact, it is most probable that his mother provided the upper room for the Last Supper. And it was there that John Mark was present as well. We know this because he includes it in his gospel that there was a young man wrapped in a sheet that was at the arrest of Jesus. We can assume that since John Mark writes concerning this and says just a young man was there, nobody else wrote about this, but Mark did because he was that young man. He was living in that household where the upper room was and probably heard the commotion of the arrest of Jesus and ran out with a sheet around him. And there at the arrest of Jesus, they grabbed him and he left the sheet behind and ran off naked. A little bit of humor that's in the gospel. We also know that John Mark, or Mark, was known to the other apostles. He traveled with the apostle Paul until he had a conflict and left and abandoned the work. And that caused a ruckus with Paul and Barnabas. Barnabas was an uncle to John Mark. And what happened is John Mark went back to Jerusalem, back to Mama. And Paul said that that was an abandonment of the gospel. That was a turning your back on the call of God. And so there was a division between Barnabas and Paul. And it ended up that Barnabas went one way and Paul went another. Paul joined up with Silas and they traveled, and Barnabas joined up with others and traveled with them. But eventually that rift between them was pacified, and somehow John Mark returned to ministry. And later in life, when Paul was in prison, he wrote and said, "Please bring John Mark with you because he's good for me, for the ministry." We also know that John Mark accompanied Peter in his preachings and probably was at the crucifixion of Peter. He was crucified upside down. He had recorded all the stories that Peter told. And the gospel is those stories as he remembered them. He was urged by the church soon after Peter was executed to write these things down and not to forget what Peter had taught. So there you have a synopsis of who John Mark is, and he is the author of this first gospel that was ever written. Now we begin the reading of Mark.